are twice born.
Yes. Brother. Now, please.
I'm always prepared. I'm always prepared when I quote scriptures. Therefore, it's not on the table, it's inside. I wasn't supposed to quote unless compared with the wife. Now they're compelling me to answer. Therefore, I kept it behind. Otherwise, my books are in the front always. They're compelling me to reply, therefore I'm replying. It's within the rules of the debate. I haven't completed it. So I have to speak for 5 minutes.
We'd request anyone not to disturb in between.
Yes, please don't disturb.
That question.
And then who's disturbing?
Another 20 seconds, you know, because this wastes time, you know. And then my time is up, I will stop the speaker.
No, but someone disturbs me, I should get more time.
I said, okay, we get. Complete the answer in 30 seconds.
It's further mentioned in the Manusmriti chapter number 5, verse number 35, you can and me. In Rigveda, book number 10, hymn number 16, verse number 10, you can and me. Rigveda, book number 10, hymn number 85, verse number 13. Rigveda, book number 10, hymn number 86, verse number 13. Says the same thing. You can have meat in Mahabharata, Anushasan Parv, chapter 88. If you read, Bhishma gives the advice to Yudhishthira. It's also mentioned in Manusmriti, chapter number 3, verse number 266 to 272. It's mentioned there that if you want to please your ancestors, if you give herbs and shrubs, you will gratify them only for 1 month. If you give fish, for 2 months. If you give venison, the flesh of deer, for 3 months. If you give mutton, for 4 months. If you give flesh of bird, for 5 months. If you give goat meat, for 6 months. If you give potted deer, for 7 months. If you give meat of black antelope, for 8 months. If you give cow, 1 full year. If you give bull, it is 12 years. And if you give rhinoceros and red meat of goat, forever, inexhaustible. So if you have to satisfy your ancestors, according to Rigveda, you have to give more, you have to give red meat.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Kulsam and this question goes to Mr. Zaveri. Sir, in your dialogue, you said, Jain Munis don't kill plants, they ask for alms. So is it that they force others to kill plants for them? Or is it that when they put masks on their face, they are not killing the germs and others are killing the germs by not putting the mask on the face? What is it? Please clarify.
Very good question, sister. I am really very happy. Of all the questions, I would definitely give you first number, because it is said in Jain religion that you should not kill anybody, you should not allow anybody to kill, and you should not appreciate if one kills. So all these three things are there. So if a Jain Muni comes to know that this food is prepared for him, he will not take it. So this is the rule of Jain Muni. When they come to us for begging, they ask us very clearly, we also know that they will ask us, have you prepared anything for us? We have to very honestly say, we have not prepared anything, it is for us. We have prepared, say, 4 chapatis, he will take only 1, he will be happy with 3. This is the way of begging of a Jain Muni. He will not kill, he will not allow others to kill, he will not propagate killing, he will not even eat. If he comes to know that this food is prepared for a Jain Muni, I am happy that in this august and enlightened audience, I have been given an opportunity to clear the viewpoints of Jain Muni. Thank you very much, and I will now request coordinator that Mr. Trivedi and myself, it is really going on so nicely that we would like to continue here for hours together, but I am sorry that time constraint is such.
Last 2 questions, we will allow 5 minutes left.
I don't think it will be. I think we have been talking so much about vegetarian food and non-vegetarian food, but we are all hungry now. I think we should go and eat. So only last 2 questions and then we discuss.
As Mr. Trivedi has said, we'll allow last 2 questions on the mic. When can we have the next question for Dr. Zakir? Yes. Acha, there's a request for Mr. For, you want to ask question too? No. But they should have to follow. But I think you should have come up in a queue, you know.
Assalamu alaikum. My question for Zaki bhai is, are non-vegetarian food deficient?
And then there is a request from the other speaker. What we will do, but there is a request from the Zaki, allow one or two people to ask questions to Dr. Zaki. What I would suggest, let the speakers, in the time they are available here, let the other two speakers ask questions, then Mr. Trivedi and Mr. Zaveri can leave, then I will give the chance so that I am not unfair to you also. Both people, so that, no, I have told them they wanted to leave, so I have to give them an opportunity to leave. They wanted those two people to ask questions, they can ask Dr. Zakir. Which are the two people, Mr. Zaveri? Mr. Bade and aap dono ko chance de denge. Then after that, we will carry on. The other two people will be given chance so that I am not unfair to them. I hope the audience bears with me. When I attend, Mr. Trivedi and Mr. Zaveri would like to leave after that. So let those two people ask questions. I shall will allow only no.
He is leaving. Let us ask two questions to him and let him leave.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us also ask a question.
Let those two people ask question. This Mr. Zaveri has requested. Mr. Bade, who is Mr. Bade? One Mr. Bade and that
rule.
Acha, and the other two, they too. Acha, we'll allow them to ask two questions to
one to Dr. Hussain.
Excuse me, Mr. Zaveri. Okay. Now one question for one question you'll ask, one you'll ask. Then I will allow Mr. Zaveri, after you all have finished your two questions and one minute. After they have finished the two questions, you finish your two, I'll allow them to leave. Then the other two who have missed their chance will be given permission. Beyond that, those who are missing because of these two people will be given a chance. Beyond that, I will not allow. Please, give us a complete the program. Yes, sir.
And salam alaikum.
May I have short melody?
Please,
I
am on the point.
Dr. Saab.
Sir?
Dr. Saab.
Brief. Kishori, sir?
Yes, sir.
Brief and my point. Question is this. I went to see the picture, Khane Khuda. There was a session of 3 days. So people, Haji Saab, they were wearing sandalwood. And then besides that, not eating any as a non-meat food, no haircut, nothing, a complete brahmachari or sannyasi. When the picture was over, I asked them, what is this? Those 3 days, complete renunciation, sannyasi or brahmachari, what reply they gave? He said, khane khuda tha. Maine kaha, Musliman bhaiyo, sara sansar khane khuda nahi hai. वही खाने खुदा है
आपसे क्वेश्चन मेरा भाई साहब हमारे चीफ गेस्ट को और हमारे
क्वेश्चन संसार खाने खुदा है प्लीज रिप्लाई टू मी दैट वो दो थ्री डेज जो ऑफरिंग इज खाने खुदा व्हाट अबाउट द होल वर्ल्ड इज खाने खुदा वेयर द किलिंग शुड नॉट बी स्टॉप्ड एवरीवेयर स्पेशली इन इंडिया दिस इज
मैस वी विल नॉट अलाउ दैट क्वेश्चन Sir, on the request of the chief guest and the speaker, we not allow that answer. Maybe I'll just...
Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri requested the person to ask a question out of turn. I'm willing to answer. If the chairman says no, then I will. I would love to answer if you allow me. Okay. Anyway, I will control you. Nothing will go wrong.
Okay, we'll allow him, but it's a short decision. What was the question? I didn't hear it.
I heard the question I'm supposed to answer. It's a very good question.
Okay, now quickly and a quick answer, then we'll allow the other gentleman.
It's a very good question.
Yes.
It's a very good question. It will not create problems. I believe though you all are vegetarians out here, we aren't that violent. It won't create problems, I'll take guarantee. I will not say something that will create violence. Here, I know there are non-veg and veg meats in Ahmedabad and Gujarat and there were riots and all. Here, as far as I'm concerned, I speak logically, then nothing happens. Nobody asked a very good question. He said that he had seen pilgrims going. And for 3 days, they didn't have meat. They didn't have meat. It's on Islam. It's on Islam.
Why Islam allows it? He asked a question.
Ask me a question on Islam. No, ask me on Jainism. What's the problem? Are you so much afraid that the answer will make him a non-veg? He will yet be a veg. No problem. I don't want you to become a non-veg. The brother asked a very good question, that why there don't you have non-veg? It's a misinformation. I have been told several times. Whoever told you a lie that we don't have non-veg. The rule out there is that in that sacred part, at that time, you cannot kill any animal for hunting. At that time only. But not eating non-veg. I have gone there. I eat non-veg. Who says you can't eat non-veg? Yes, we are dressed up in 2 pieces of 1 pound cloth. You know why? You know why? Because it's the biggest annual gathering in the world. People come from America, from Canada, from India, from Pakistan, from Indonesia, all dressed up in 2 pieces of 1 pound cloth. Identical. You cannot make out the person next to you whether he's a king or a pauper. For universal brotherhood. Not theoretical, practical. Universal brotherhood. When we offer Salah shoulder to shoulder. We put, we eat together. We live in non-veg. Where you got this from, I don't know. Whoever told you, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, he has told you total falsehood. I am telling you. I have been for Hajj several times. I have been for Umrah. It's totally wrong. And for universal brotherhood. Everyone comes there. So that you can make out people from various parts of the world. We have to be one brotherhood. Islamic brotherhood is that all human beings are brothers. And Muslims are better than say.
Yes, brother. Mr. Zaveri, this question is for you. At the end of your speech, Mr. Zaveri, this question is for you, please.
Yes, put forward any question.
Mr. Zaveri is having the attention there. Mr. Zaveri, this question is for you. At the end of your speech, you have listed 16 points differentiating between the herbivorous animals and the carnivorous animals. Now, I don't feel there is anyone in the audience who knows these differences, except that you want to give emphasis on the point that giving the comparisons of herbivorous animals, you want to reflect that we humans should also be herbivorous, that is, we should be vegetarian. This is what I understand. Dr. Zakir has already touched few of the points. Now, Dr. Zakir and Mr. Zaveri, I am not a medical student by profession, I am an engineering student. I had biology only up to my 10th standard, and thereafter only I had gathered some knowledge from here and there.
Ask your question, please.
Question. Now, here the point which I want to get a comment from your side is that you have said that phytalin is there in the saliva of the herbivorous animals. It is there in the carnivorous animals, and it is there present in the humans also. Now, you have said that herbivorous animals rotate their jaws while eating. I have never seen a man rotating his jaws.
It's a question of your... If you want to put a question, you are most welcome.
Put
it's not a lecture
your
session.
Question,
we are not here to hear your impression. You are most welcome to ask me a question. Ask me a direct question, I will be too willing to give you a reply.
Both Mr. Trivedi and myself,
we have got other appointments, we will be meeting after this.
You ask a question in 3 to 4 sentences, that's all.
What was the need for you to give the differentiation between herbivorous and carnivorous animals? What do you want to emphasize?
Yeah. It is a very natural thing that when I stated that almost all limbs and parts of the body of a human being are very similar to herbivorous animals, it is for the enlightened audience to decide. Whether you agree with me or not. If you agree, it's well and good. Otherwise, if you don't agree, then you're also well and good. Who am I to say that you must agree on one point or other? That's okay. Because what I have stated is a scientific fact, which I have got reasons and I have got proof for that. But it is for the audience to see whether it is you are agreeable to that or not. So my only point was that by nature, a human being is not only more, but 100%, he is a herbivorous, and by certain circumstances or by some other reasons, he has been made a carnivorous. Now, friends, I must tell you that I am extremely delighted to be here this morning and sharing our views, and so many misconceptions about Islam is now cleared by our learned Dr. Zakir. We never knew that these things are said in Islam, and for that, I am extremely thankful to Islam Research Foundation,
And I am also thankful to my friend Mr. Salecha Rushabh Foundation, and because of the time constraint of Mr. Trivedi and myself, because we have got other engagements, we will take your leave, and again, thank you very much.
Mr. Bade, I should ask.
Yes, you are Mr. Bade?
Yes.
No, well, excuse me. Mr. Bade has been requested specially to be given a chance to ask questions. We have honored that request, and he will be given a chance now. After that, Mr. Trivedi, the last question from that side, and then, yes, last question from there. Ladies, I think are less in number, so we disallow those two questions which were missed out. I hope that would be fair, Mr. Trivedi. Yes, Mr. Bade, then you, and then we finish the session. Yes, Mr.
Hari Om to Hindus.
After we conclude the session, two people will get a chance to hear Dr. Zahir. So, here's the answer. Those who want to hear can stay back, others can go. Yes, Mr. Bade.
Hari Om to Hindus. Jai Jinendra to Jain. Salaam Alaikum to Muslim Bhai.
Walaikum Assalam.
Request to Dr. Zakir. I have all the answers of all your 20 questions, but that will not allow. Kindly give me a chance. Any time you will get the logical answers of all the 20 questions, number one. Now, all the religions follow the God is Almighty. Now, that means one should follow His rules also. Now, what is given by the God, the rules formed up by the God? Ek seedhi si baat hai, ki jab Bhagwan ne hamein janam diya hai, so, unhone hamare liye kuch vyavastha bhi ki hai.
I would apply to the last speaker.
One minute, your question in 5 sentences.
Assume Dr. Zakir and Mr. Zaveri know the background. Ask your question. 6 sentences,
I am asking you the question only. कि भगवान ने हमारे लिए जो भी कुछ दिया है उन्होंने कुछ रूल फॉर्म करके दिए हैं जैसे कि हमारे लिए सबसे एसेंशियल बात है हवा की प्लेंटी ऑफ हवा इज अवेलेबल अबंडेंट हवा इज अवेलेबल उसके बाद पानी रहता है पानी वेयर एवर यू गो पानी इज अवेलेबल नाउ अदर द थिंग इज फूड व्हिच इज विच आई एम कमिंग टू द क्वेश्चन द फूड भगवान हैज गिवन अस द फूड आल्सो काश्मीर में है हमारे लिए काश्मीर में है इलाके के मुताबिक जो है काश्मीर में है हमारे लिए आलमंड्स दिए है काजू दिए है बादाम दिए है पिस्ते दिए है जहाँ के वहाँ जरूरी है वन सेकंड राजस्थान में जाओ आपको वहाँ वो टेम्परेचर के मुताबिक आपको खरबूजा मिलेगा तरबूजा मिलेगा और यहाँ हमारे लिए वन सेकंड क्वेश्चन आई एम टेलिंग यू यहाँ हमारे लिए हलवा बना के केले के ऊपर रख दिया और व्हाट एवर इजीली इज अवेलेबल ही हैज गिवन इज प्लेंटी नाउ व्हाट एवर ही हैज गिवन इज प्लेंटी इज चीपर एंड व्हाट एवर ही सेज नो इट इज नॉट टू बी टेकन और इट इज रिस्ट्रिक्टेड शुड बी इट ही हैज मेड इट कॉस्टली सो आर वी फॉलोइंग द रूल ऑफ द गॉड
सर व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस टॉपिक
वेरी गुड
अंडरस्टूड ओके वेरी आई वांट टू डू द क्वेश्चन वेरी लॉन्ग क्वेश्चन वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन
Yeah, I'm in the field, I can make out the question, I'm in the field. Regarding your first part, that you can answer all 20 points, I have got various students in this field. I'll ask one of my students to have a dialogue at IRF. If you want, anytime, this day, next Sunday. Not me, my student. Next Sunday.
I can answer to anybody.
Next Sunday.
Anybody.
Next Sunday.
Anybody.
Okay, done. Next Sunday you're invited. What's your name? What's your name? Mr. Bade. Will come to IRF at 10:30, fine, 10:30 morning, Sunday, same format here, and my student will debate. Anyone? Same topic. His question, that God has provided air, right, water, everything easily available. So why go for things which are unusually available and costly? Very good question. That you have to point out to Mr. Zaveri. He is telling that vegetables should be transported to Arctic Circle. Vegetables should be transported to desert. Tell him, I didn't say that. I'm saying if vegetable is available, have vegetables. If animal is available, have the lawful animals. You have to pose that question to him, not to me. Point number one. You should have easily available food as long as it is lawful. We should have expensive food, you told me. It's like I telling a rich person, why are you living in Nariman Point? You know, 1 square feet of land, apartment, Nariman Point, costs 25,000 rupees. Come to Mira Road. Only 1,000 rupees per square feet. When the rich man can afford to pay money to buy a good flat, why are you preventing a rich man to buy good food?
and non-veg food in protein and in various medicine, it is superior, it's of higher quality. So which man can afford it? Why are you stopping? If you can't afford, have vegetables. I'm not stopping you. Hope that answers the question.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. We'll not allow that question. Mr. Zaveria said he would like to, he's exhausted and we respect his views. He would like to leave, so we'll not allow that question, but we'll allow two people here who are to ask questions after Mr. Zaveria leave, because I've promised them. Yes, Mr. Dhanraj Sarlesha would propose a vote of thanks, after which those who would like to leave may leave, those who would like to hear those two questions and two answers may sit.
One question from the lady side.
It's not working. Hello. The meeting would be formally closed. Only two questions.
Hello.
After the meeting would be allowed.
Hello. Excuse me, this is one last question from the lady. This is for Dr. Zakir.
We'll allow the... after this, the two people and one from the lady, no one else would be... Four questions.
Hello?
Mr. Tawed is saying I should be strict. Now the thing is that I am being compassionate. I give chance to two people here, now everyone is demanding of it. What will allow? Vote of thanks right away, then four questions. Two here, one there, then close. That's final. Yes, Mr. Dhanraj Chalita, to propose a vote of thanks.
Chief guest, Sri Y.P. Trivedi, learned speakers of dialogue, distinguished guests, brothers and sisters. It's really my pleasant duty to offer vote of thanks on behalf of all the three organizations on whose behalf I thank Sri Y.P. Trivedi to spare his valuable time and grace this occasion as chief guest. I'm really thankful to both the speakers for their most interesting and informative discussion, and above all, I thank you all the participants for participating in the debate. Thank you.
Now we continue on with the four questions. The chief guest, Mr. Trivedi, Mr. Zaveri are excused. Those who would like to hear the two, three or four questions aloud may sit back. We will continue in a minute as the chief guest and the speaker leave. The formal program is closed. We will have an informal four questions allowed for the audiences, for the four questioners who didn't get a chance because of my interfering and giving the other speaker the chance. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. We are starting the sequel question answer session right away. Yes, brother.
My question is, are non-vegetarian food deficient in nutrition?
The brother asked a very good question. That are non-vegetarian food deficient in any nutrient? Yes, they are. It would be wrong on my part to say no. I'm not a fanatic non-vegetarian. It's deficient in carbohydrates, vitamin C. But this is easily available in vegetables. Non-vegetarian are vegetables. And fruits, they are rich in vitamin C. We can have fruits. But as a normal comparison, in nutritive value, if you analyze the non-veg food, as I mentioned earlier, it contains first-class protein, high quality, and complete protein. Contains essential fatty acids, even iron, and one of the good foods is eggs, which the speaker spoke so much against egg. Right? The egg contains about 6 grams of protein, one large egg. The half of it is an egg white, and the egg white is known as an ideal protein. Ideal protein is the protein by which other proteins are judged. It contains all the essential amino acids in the right quantity. Egg also contains riboflavin, iron, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin D, vitamin E. One of few only foods which contain vitamin D is egg. Egg is given to people who are sick and are convalescing, who are improving from sickness. You know why? It's easily digested. Contains all the requirements. Spoke so much about egg. It has little negative factors also. It's also called a nutrient-dense food because it contains all the essential nutrients in the right quantity without excess of any one particular substance and contains less calories. Contains 70 calories only, one large egg. But there are many foods which contain essential amino acids which are not there in the veg food. In the veg food, what we have to do is we require all the nutrients. A person can be a veg and get the nutrients half by selecting the particular diet. by selecting the vegetable eating. If this vegetable is deficient in one amino acid, have the other vegetable which has it. So if you selectively choose it in the correct balance and monitor it, then you'll be healthy. In non-veg food, just have a non-veg food and normally you won't be deficient in the nutrients. Hope that answers the question.
Yes, brother.
My name is Babu Balchowadi. Dr. Zakir Naik mentioned in his speech, he tried to quote authority alternative to Dr. Dean Arnish. Dr. Dean Arnish has been a pioneer in the field of research on reversal of heart diseases, and he has now come to be acclaimed as an authority. His contribution to the field has been recognized by the President of the United States by appointing him as an advisor to advise Americans on health matters. It is at the instance of Dr. Arnish that now it has been incorporated in the authoritative medical textbooks that heart disease can be reversed through the diet which has been practiced and preached by Dr. Arnish. And this particular diet consists exclusively of vegetarian food. Now, I would like to know from Dr. Zakir Naik, when he has quoted alternative authority, what he has to say about Dr. Dean Arnish's research. This has cured thousands of patients of coronary disease without bypass surgery.
Brother asked a very good question, very relevant question, to the point. That what do I have to speak about Dr. Arnish, who is very famous. And he has said that the heart disease can be reversed by food which is only vegetarian food. I agree. Does it make non-veg food prohibited? Do you know diabetes mellitus? Brother, diabetes mellitus, you don't require Dr. Arnish to say if a person is suffering from diabetes, severe diabetes mellitus, if he doesn't take non-veg treatment of insulin produced by bovine, by pancreas of cow or of pig or human being, he will die. So if a non-veg food can cure diabetes mellitus, that doesn't make veg food prohibited. I agree with Dr. Arnish. It proves that heart diseases can be prevented or cured by veg diet. I agree. But what Mr. Rashmi Badaveri said, Dr. Gandhi said, it should be prohibited as a general rule. For heart patients, I agree. People may differ. Many doctors may differ. I agree. But to say because it cures heart disease, non-veg should be prohibited as a general rule, then why isn't America banning non-veg food? Advisor to American government. Why doesn't the government take the advice of Dr. Arnish and stop non-veg food? Why? What his research is his authority, he's right. But to quote the authority and then say he banned it, I doubt whether Dr. Arnish ever banned it. I have my doubt. Show me the statement where he says that no human being ever in this life should have any non-veg food. I challenge you. He may say heart patient. There are other authorities I quoted. Dr. William T. Jarvis. Dr. K. Jerry. Several. But I am more pragmatic. I agree with him. It's helpful in curing heart disease, not as a general rule. Hope that answers the question. I'm very clear.
Yes, sister.
This is regarding, since Dr. Zakir is a scientist and a doctor himself, so I would like him to enlighten me on the 15 years of clinical trial on...
I didn't get the question, sir. Can you repeat the question?
15 years of clinical trial at the National Cancer Research Institute at Maryland in USA on this red meat. Red meat causes cancer and all those things. Is it possible for him to enlighten me on this? Thank you.
It's a very good question. Sister said out of 15 years of research in some cancer hospitals. Research, again, not fact. So the difference between research and fact, but I agree with that research also. I've read that research. Whether from cancer hospital or which hospital which he's referring to, I've read several research that it does cause cancer of the colon. Excessive eating of non-veg causes cancer of colon if it doesn't contain diet rich in fiber. If the diet is rich in fiber, however much meat you have, it will not cause cancer. If it's combined with excessive eating of non-veg and lack of fibrous diet, you know, best food you eat, it can't be digested because the
cellulose
can't be digested. It remains as fibers, which helps in the motility. Excessive eating of non-veg with not eating fibrous diet causes cancer of colon. But if you have the proper combination, everyone having red meat doesn't have cancer. Excessive eating, Quran says it is haram. So that going against the Quran, they are bound to get disease. That doesn't mean non-veg should be prohibited, it should be said. Excessive eating of non-veg should be prohibited. Hope that answers the question. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Thank you very much. Jazakallah khairan for being here today and sharing your Sunday morning with us. Inshallah, we'll be in touch with you.